Wednesday, I was and Lisa and I were joining our leadership team for a couple of days of meetings.
星期三的时候 ，Lisa 和 Pass 的 staff 跟他们的。领导团队一起有几 天 的时间的聚会。
And that evening, as we were about to begin, our president came in with tears in his eyes.
那天的晚上，当我们正要开始的时候，我们的主席他走进来，眼里充满了眼泪。
On his way to the meeting, he had just received a phone call that his 40-year-old son had been found dead.
就在他来参加这个聚会的时候，他手表接到一个电话，他40岁的儿子去了。Apparently,
as a result of natural causes.
是一个自然的死亡。
But I would ask that you pray for Paul and Lisa Madsen.
请求大家为Paul和Lisa Madsen为他们祷告。
And for the entire Global Training Network staff.
为我们这个Global Training的这个所有的工作人员祷告。
As we mourn the loss of their son, Jonathan.
当我们真的是哀痛他们失去了他们的儿子Jonathan。
He has two young children who are being now cared for by their mother.
他们有两个年轻的小孩子，现在由他们母亲来抚养。
But will of course also be missing their father.
我们都会怀念他们父亲。
And just one other request for prayer.
我们还有一项祷告事项。
Later this week, I will be leaving for Southeast Asia.
这一周我会去东南亚。
And we'll continue our pastoral training both in Thailand and in Vietnam.
我们会在泰国和越南做牧师的培训。
A week from today, I'll be worshiping, I think, in Bangkok. 2 weeks from today, I'll be preaching in a church elsewhere in Thailand.
一周以后呢，我会在泰国的 Bangkok 在那里跟他们一起崇拜，另外会在
And then we, in between those weekend services, we will be training pastors.
Yeah, 在那些不同的地方，我们会来为这个牧师们做一些训练培训。
So once again, please keep us in prayer.
所以请大家为我们祷告。
Let's do that right now. Join your hearts with mine in a word of prayer.
Please join your heart with me in prayer.
Chinese.
哦，对不起，请大家跟我一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the gift of a beautiful day.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这么美好的天气。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to gather together in this place.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样美好的地方，我们可以在这里聚集。
Lord, we ask that you'll speak to us today through the preaching of your word.
我们祈求你，你会借着你的话语来对我们的心说话。
And I ask, Lord, that where we need to be challenged, you would challenge us.
如果我们的生命中有需要被挑战的，我们求你来挑战我们。
And Lord, where we need encouragement, you will lift us up.
在我们的生命中，如果需要鼓励的，求主你来鼓励我们。
And Father, we ask that as we hear your word,
天父，我们祈求你，当我们听见你的话语的时候。
And as we receive your word in our hearts,
当我们接受你的话语到我们的心中,
Lord, that you would give us the strength and the courage to live obediently according to your word.
要求你给我们力量和能力，能顺服在我们的生命中活出你的话语。
Lord Jesus, we invite you to come and work.
哦，主耶稣，我们请求你来这里来亲自的做工。
For your name's sake.
是为着你的名的缘。
For your glory.
是为着你的荣耀。
For the advancement of your kingdom.
为着你国度的进展，
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，
Amen.
阿门。
Wonder how many of you have ever heard of a woman called Maria Jane Dyer?
我不知道我们中间有多少人听过 Maria Jane Dyer 这个人。
Maria was born in 1837 in Penang, Malaysia.
Maria 她是出在1837年出生在马来西亚的槟城。
Where her parents were pioneer English missionaries preparing for a life of missionary service in China.
准备去传教的早期的传教士。
But both of Maria's parents died when she was still a little girl.
Maria 的父母在她非常年幼的时候双亡。
So she and her sister were sent back to England to be raised by an uncle.
她和她的姐姐就被送回了英国，由她的一个叔叔来抚养。
The loss of her parents, however, did not deter her young heart from a faithful commitment to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
没有阻止年轻的 Maria，她要一心致力于传扬福音的工作。
So at age 16, she, along with her sister, journeyed to a city called Ningbo, China.
在她16岁的时候，她随同姐姐来到中国宁波这个地方。
Where she worked as a missionary herself at a girls' school.
她在一个女子学校做传教士。
5 years later, she married a young man by the name of Hudson Taylor.
5年以后，她嫁给了一个名叫戴德生的年轻人。
Who, of course, is well known for his life of ministry and faith and sacrifice.
戴德生他以传教信仰和他的牺牲。
Together in 1865, they founded what was called the China Inland Mission.
在1865年，他们创立了中国的内地会。
In the early years of their mission work, listen to what their biographer says about Maria.
这个团会早期成立的初期，
Her hand wrote for him.
这个。哈德华泰勒博士和他的夫人写这个玛利亚，他的这个自传的传记中有这样一段话，他说：“玛利亚为戴德生写信，
Her faith strengthened his own.
他的信仰坚定了戴德生的信仰，
Her prayers undergirded the whole work.
他的祈祷支撑了他们整个的工作。”
And her practical experience and loving heart made her the mother of the whole mission.
他的实践经验和爱心使他成为整个传教团的母亲。
Brothers and sisters, Maria's faithfulness as a young girl is still having an impact today in China.
弟兄姐妹们，玛利亚这个年轻时她所显示的忠诚，至今仍在中国产生着深远的影响。
I think this is a fitting introduction to our last message on the story of Ruth.
我想这个作为对我们今天最后这个得的这本书的最后一个信息的一个简介是非常合适的。
A fitting introduction as we look at this summary message of the beauty of Ruth.
当我们来看这个总结性的这样一个信息，关于路德的美丽这样一个信息。
And the faithfulness and impact of another beautiful young woman whose story became a book in the Bible.
因着他的忠诚，他的故事真的成了我们在圣经中的一个故事，记下来。
And I can't get over the fact that this story bears her name.
Sorry.
I can't get past the fact that the story is titled her name.
Yes, 这本书甚至就是以他的名字来命名的。
The story is called the Book of Ruth for a reason.
因为这本书被称就用他的名字路德来命名是有一个原因的。
It's not called the Book of Naomi.
它不叫做拿俄米书，
It's not called the Book of Boaz.
也不叫波拉世纪。
The book and the story are called Ruth.
这本书叫做《路德记
Names are important in the Old Testament and in particular in the book of
》。
Ruth.
名字在旧约里是非常重要，特别在《路德记》这本书。
And her name means faithful companion or faithful friend.
他名路德的这个名字的意思是忠实的朋友或同伴。
And so today, again, we want to look at the beauty of Ruth.
今天我们来思考德的美丽。
Both the story and the woman.
我们既会来看这个故事，也会看这个年轻的女子。
And discover four characteristics of faithfulness that should impact our lives as well.
我们可以来发现关于忠诚，它的四个特征，这四个特征也会对我们的生命产生影响。
The first characteristic of faithfulness that we see in Ruth's life, and in particular in chapter 1, is loyalty.
关于忠诚的第一个特征，在第一章里我们看到的是路德的忠贞。
Loyalty has been defined as being true to beliefs and commitments and relationships.
忠贞不渝意味着他忠于信仰、诚和关系。
And this is certainly true of Ruth.
这个对路德用在路德身上是非常对的。
The first thing we see in chapter 1 is her loyalty to the Lord and to his people.
我们从第一章里看到德对主和对他的子民忠心耿耿。
Remember these words from chapter 1, verse 16?
我们看到在路德记一章十六节。
When she says to Naomi, her mother-in-law, Your people shall be my people and your God, my God.
当路德对她的婆婆拿俄米说，你的人民就是我的民，人民，你的神就是我的神。
Although she was born a Moabitess, a Gentile,
她虽然是出生于摩押，是一个外邦人。
Ruth had come to know and trust in the God of Israel.
路德她却认识了这位以色列的神。
And it was her faith and loyalty to the Lord that helped her see beyond the pain and hardships of her life.
是因着他的信仰和他的忠诚，让他能够在所有他的生命中的这种困难中，他继续走下去。
It freed her from fear and insecurity.
使他脱离了这个恐惧和这些焦虑。
It gave her courage to venture into an unknown land of new people and new customs and a new language.
给他勇气去来到一个他所不认识的国，不认识的人民，甚至他所不知道的语言。
And as a result of her loyalty to the Lord,
因着他对主的忠心，
Ruth also shows remarkable loyalty to Naomi and later to Boaz.
因着他对主的忠心，德对拿俄米，还有随后他也对波阿斯显出他的忠心耿耿。
Chooses to return to Bethlehem with Naomi despite an apparent life without marriage and without children.
他选择跟拿俄米一起回到伯利恒，尽管他既没有了丈夫，也没有孩子。
Naomi tried to convince her to go back to Moab.
拿俄米是要说服他回到他的出生地摩崖里。
Naomi painted a bleak picture of what life would be like in Israel.
给他看的图画是他在以色列生活的是一个非常悲惨的很景象。
Ruth took her hand and walked into it with her.
但是路德仍然牵着拿俄米的手跟他一起前往。
In verse 17 of chapter 1,
在第一章的17节。
she says to Naomi, "Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts me from you."
在路德记1章17节，路德对拿俄米说：“你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。除非使能使你我乡里，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚。
Brothers and sisters, that's loyalty.
”弟兄姐妹们，这就是忠贞。
And this faithful loyalty to the Lord and to Naomi results in the beauty of repentance.
因着他对主的忠诚和对拿阿米的忠诚，带来了他悔改的美。
It's repentance in the sense that she turns now from that life that they had in Moab and she turns back to the Lord and back to Bethlehem.
他拒绝离开了他们在摩崖的那种生活的风俗习惯，他来转向神，来到。
So in verse 22 at the end of chapter 1.
在第1章的22节，
We see that Naomi and Ruth leave Moab and their past behind.
然我们看到，路德和拿俄米他们离开摩崖地，把他们的过去丢在了背后。
And they return to Bethlehem to the Lord.
他们回到伯利恒，转向神。
And this verse and the chapter end with a glimmer of hope.
就在这一章的结束的时候，给我们带来看到的希望。
Where we read, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of early harvest.
他们回到伯利恒的时候，正是开始收大麦的时候。
Remember, this was a time of famine.
因为记得当时的情形是，他们只是在饥荒当中。
But we see here the promise of a new beginning.
我们在这里看到了一个新的开始所带来的希望。
Some of us, some of you this afternoon may also need to turn back to the Lord.
我们当中，可能有些人。现在也需要回转向神，
And reaffirm your loyalty to Christ.
重新向主基督表明你的忠诚，
To his church
对他的教会的忠诚，
and to his mission in.
对他在世界上的这个传教、传福音工作的忠诚。
The second characteristic of faithfulness that we find in Ruth, in particular in chapter 2, is trustworthiness.
我们看到忠诚的第二个特征，特别是在第2章所看到的，就是他值得信任。
Trustworthiness can be defined as patient and dependable serving.
他的值得信任可以表现在他耐心和可靠的对莱拉尼的服侍。
I'm going to show you how this is exemplified, this trustworthiness is exemplified by Ruth in chapter 2.
在路德记第2章，我们看到路德他给我们做出的榜样，这样一个耐心的服侍的这样一个榜样。
In verse 2, she takes the initiative to go out and to glean grain for she and Naomi.
路德他主动的提出去是卖水。
It's her faithfulness to the Lord that motivates her and mobilizes her to go and serve.
他对主的忠诚激励他要主动的去行动，去侍奉。
In verse 7, we discovered that she had been working diligently all day with only a brief break.
在第七节，我们看到他整天的勤奋做。
In verse 11, when she first meets Boaz, he commends her for her reputation of dependability.
在第十一节，我们看到当路德第一次见到波阿斯的时候，波阿斯称赞路德的可靠。
Listen to his words.
请听波阿斯所说的。
All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and mother in your native land and came to a people that you did not know before.
在路德记第二章十一节，波阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人都全都告诉我了。”
In verse 17, we discover that she not only gleaned all day, but then went and beat out the grain that she had reaped.
在第17节，我们看到他不仅仅一整天都在撕麦穗，而且他也去把麦穗去打出来。
And it's quite a bit, an ephah, which is about 22 liters.
而且是量挺多的，一个依法大约有23个立身。
And then finally, in verse 23,
最后在我们看在第23节。
we read that Ruth had kept this up for the entire harvest season.
路德在整个收割的季节，他都是这样在做，就是去田间拾麦穗。
We get a glimpse into one day here in chapter 2, but we're told that she kept this up for the entire season.
我们看到他确实在整个收割的季节都在拾
This trustworthiness gets people's attention.
因为他的这样的诚信忠实，真的是赢得了人们的注意。
It got Boaz's attention.
让波阿斯注意到了他。
And in verse 12, he blesses Ruth and prays that she will be rewarded from the Lord for ultimately seeking refuge under his wings.
所以在12节，他得到了波阿斯的称赞，并且他最终会得到从神那里来的奖赏，就是在神那里找避难所。
Brothers and sisters, that's exactly what happens.
这正是《路德记》里面所发生的。
Notice how the Lord is responding to Ruth's trustworthiness and faithfulness.
我们可以在这里看到神是怎么样回应路德，因着他的忠诚。
In verse 3, it says in the text that she just happened to glean in a field that belonged to Boaz.
在第3节里面说到。他碰巧就在一个叫名叫波阿斯的人的田里拾麦穗。
Friends, this is no accident. This is not a coincidence.
朋友们，这显然并不是一个巧合。
In response to her act of faith, the Lord is working, He's guiding her.
因着神在回应他的这样的一个信心，所以神在一直的亲自的引导着他的脚步。
He leads her to the field of Boaz in his providence.
主亲自的把他带到了属于波阿斯的这个片地。
And he leads Boaz to come at that moment and see Ruth.
神也把波阿斯带到路德的面前，就在那个时候看见路德。
Brothers and sisters, don't miss the point.
弟兄姐妹们，请你们不要错过这个要点。
The Lord can and will do the same for you as you actively serve.
也会做同样的事情在你的身上，或你积极的来侍奉他。
It's so much easier for the Lord to steer a car that is moving rather than one that's just parked in the church parking lot.
神对主来说更容易，他来去引导一个已经在开着的车，而不是一个就停在停车场的那个不动的车。
This trustworthiness leads to the beauty finding refuge in the Lord.
他的路德的诚信带来他在主里避难的美好。
Ruth is not just gleaning grain, she's gleaning grace.
路德他不仅仅是收获了麦穗，他更是收获了恩典。
She's finding the favor and loving kindness of the Lord.
他在神那里找到了慈爱和非。喜爱，福音本儿，充满喜爱，
Blessed.
祝福，慈爱和祝福。
This brings us to chapter 3 and a third characteristic of faithfulness.
这里把我们带到关于忠诚的第三个特征，就是在第三章里我看到的坚定的爱。
Steadfast love.
坚定的爱。
Steadfast love is an important aspect of faithfulness throughout the Old Testament and certainly here in the book of Ruth.
坚定的爱在整个旧约的圣经中都是非常重要啊，这也是路德记的一个重点。
We've talked about it in two previous messages, which I'm sure you all remember.
想到前面讲的两次信息，我相信大家都还记得。
Steadfast love is the Hebrew word hesed, which can also be translated as kindness, loving kindness, or even beauty.
这个坚定的爱，这希伯来语的 hesed，它是被翻译成慈爱、坚定的爱或者美丽。
It's mentioned 3 times in the book of Ruth.
在路德记里面，这个词用了3次。
In chapter 1, verse 8, Naomi prays for the steadfast love of the Lord on her family.
在路德记第一章的第8节，拿俄米祈求主给他的家人坚定的爱。
In chapter 2, verse 20, after Ruth meets Boaz,
在第二章在波阿斯遇见来了你之后，
Naomi praises the Lord for his steadfast love through Boaz.
然后你他赞美主，通过波阿斯给了他坚定的爱。
And now in chapter 3, verse 10,
在路德记第3章的第10节。
Boaz praises Ruth for her steadfast love.
不光是他称赞得坚定的爱，
Because he sees that she's willing to put the needs of others, the needs of her family, before her own personal needs and desires.
因为不光是看到路德，他把他家里把别人的需要放在他自己的需要之先。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
this is the kind of love. Steadfast love that the Lord has for you as his children.
这也是主对你对我所显的他这种坚定不移的爱。
I'm so grateful for Pastor's prayer at the beginning of the service.
我非常感谢刘牧师在这个今天敬拜开始前面的祷告。
Which reflect the words of Romans 5, verse 8.
他反映了我们在罗马书第5章第8节里所看到的经文。
But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for you.
罗马书章8节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显示。
What did we do to deserve his grace, his steadfast love?
我们做了什么配得神对我们这样的爱？
Nothing.
什么都没有。
While we were still sinners,
当我们还做罪人的时候，
Christ died for us.
主基督就为我们死了。
And this is the kind of steadfast love and grace that the Lord wants you to extend to others.
这也是神想要我们向他人表达这样坚贞无虞的爱。
Listen to a number of New Testament scriptures.
我们在有几个新约里面的圣经节。
In John 13:34, Jesus is speaking with his disciples, his followers.
在约翰三章的三十四节。
And he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another."
主耶稣对他的门徒说："我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。"
Just as I have loved you, you are to love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
How are we to love one another?
我们应该怎样彼此相爱呢？
The Lord says, "Just as I have loved you."
就像我爱了你们那样的去彼此相爱。
John 15:12。
在约翰福音的十五章十二节。
This is my commandment.
这是我给你们的命令。
That you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们呀。
The steadfast, faithful love.
信实的爱，坚定不移的爱。
1 John chapter 4 verse 11.
在约翰一书第四章十一节。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
God has demonstrated his undeserved steadfast love to each of us.
神已经把他的慈爱，是我们所不配得的慈爱，他的坚定不移的爱向我们显露。
And now calls on us to love others.
他也呼召我们这样来去爱别人。
With that same kind of love.
也有这样同样的爱。
That we see in Ruth.
我们看得。
Put the needs of others, the needs of family, before her own personal needs and desires.
我们看到路德，他把他家庭的需要，把别人的需要放在他自己的需要之前。
This kind of steadfast love is another characteristic of faithfulness.
这样一种爱是另外就是忠诚的爱的第四个特征。
That results in beautiful relationships like that between Ruth and Boaz.
这种坚定不移的爱会带来一个美好的关系，就是像路德和波阿斯。
It's for this reason that I chose the memory verse for Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4.
也是因着这个原因，我选择了箴言的第三章。第三到四节作为我们的金句背诵。
Let not chesed, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man.
不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要系在你颈项上，刻在你心板上。这样，你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠，有聪明。
We see one final characteristic of faithfulness, in particular in chapter 4 of the book of Ruth.
我们在第四章里看到这个忠诚的第四个特征。
And that fourth characteristic of faithfulness is commitment, in particular, commitment to the Lord's purpose.
这个特征就是委身于主的旨。
Let me walk you through this.
让我来带你一起走过这一段的经文。
At the beginning of the story of Ruth, Naomi thinks that the Lord is against her and that he's punishing her.
在路德记的开始，大家记得，哪位神使他受苦，苦难的神在惩罚他。
But his actual mission is to restore Naomi and to heal her.
但是，其实神主的使命其实是要恢复和医治他。
And he does this through her daughter-in-law, Ruth, who is committed to his purpose.
他主来完成这项使命是通过来做成的。
But what we discover is that this cannot happen without a redeemer, a kinsman redeemer.
我们也知道，这件事情必须要有一个救赎者才能够作证，
This can't happen without Boaz to redeem them.
因为如果没有波阿斯成为他们的救赎者，
A redeemer is needed.
因为一个救赎者在这里是必须的。
This is emphasized over and over in the book of Ruth.
这件事情在路德记里面一再的重复被强调，
There are only 85 verses in Ruth.
总共有85节的经文。
I counted them yesterday.
我昨天数了一下，
And 23 times
有
we find the word in the short book, 23 times we find the word Redeemer.
23节经文里面，我们都可以找到"救赎者"这个词，就是。
But brothers and sisters, what is true for Naomi and Ruth is also true for Israel as a nation.
需要救赎这件事，不仅对拿俄米和路德是真实的，对整个以色列民族也是这样。
What we see, as it were, under the microscope, focusing on one family's story, is actually a picture of the story of the nation of Israel.
我们在显微镜下来看这样一个家庭的这样一个故事，实际上它反映的是整个以色列这个国家的一个故事。
The Lord's mission is to restore and to heal his people.
神他的使命就是要恢复来这个整个国家。
You remember the last verse of the book of Judges?
请。大家还记得在四世纪里面最后一节的经文，
In those days, everyone did what was right in their own eyes, and there was no king in Israel.
当在那个时期，每个人是他们个人眼中看为正的事，那个时候没有王。
The conclusion at the end of the book of Judges is that it's not going to work for Israel to be a light to the nations unless they have a king.
从这个四世纪的最后一节，我们可以看到，要想让以色列这个国家成为世界的各民族的光，他们需要有这个光。
And the story of Ruth is in the Bible to show us how Israel gets a king.
这本书也让我们看到以色列这个民族是怎样得到了一个国王。
Naomi and Ruth were being redeemed.
拿俄米和路德他们得到了救赎，
But so was Israel.
同样的，以色列这个民族也得到了救赎。
Because Ruth became the great grandmother of King David.
因为路德成为了北王的来女人，
Great grandmother. But the story doesn't end there.
这个故事并不是停留在这里，
It's also pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ
它也是指向我们的主耶稣基督，
as our ultimate kinsman redeemer.
它才是我们最终的至敬的亲属救赎者。
By becoming human in the incarnation, Jesus became our kinsman.
主他道成肉身来到这个世界上，成了我们的救赎。
By going to the cross, he became our Redeemer.
他是走上十字架，成为我们的救赎者。
Because of Ruth's commitment to the Lord's.
因为路德委身于主的使命，
Is one of the people who brought Christ into the world.
他成为在把主耶稣带到人间的这个家当中的一员。
And that's why in the very first gospel, the Gospel of Matthew,
在第一本的福音书，就是马太福音当中。
in the very first verses, they give a genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
在起初，他给了主耶稣的家谱。
We read in verse 5.
在第五节，
Solomon, the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz, the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse.
在马太福音第一章第五节，撒门从拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西。
Like Maria Jane Dyer,
就像 Maria Jane Dyer 一样，
Ruth was a young girl,
路德是一个年轻的女子，
a young woman,
一个年轻的女子，
a young Gentile widow.
一个年轻的外邦寡妇。
The Lord works through her to accomplish his purpose.
但是主借着他来成就了主自己的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
your race, your gender, your history, your past doesn't matter if you put your faith in Christ and are committed to his purpose.
你的种族、你的性别、你的过去都不重要，委身于主他自己的旨意。
He can use you. He wants to use you. If you're committed to his purpose.
他能够用你，他想用你。如果你委身于他，
In Christ, you're a new creation.
因为在基督里，你是一个新造的人，
Child of the living God.
你是一个永活神的儿女。
The Lord can work through you to share the beauty of redemption.
神可以使用你来分享救赎的美丽。
What do we see in the story of Ruth?
我们在《路德》这本书里面所看到的，
What do we see in the life of Ruth?
我们在《路德》的生命中所看到的是什么？
We see a beautiful story of faithfulness.
我们看见了一个美丽的忠诚的故事，
A story of loyalty.
一个忠贞不渝的故事，
A story of trustworthiness.
一个值得信赖的故事。
A story of steadfast love.
一个坚定无移的爱的故事，
And a story of redeeming beauty.
一个救赎之美的故事。
Amen.
Amen.